Tanis McNabb, Wildfire Information Officer for Peace River's Wildfire District. Welcome to the Brick Lounge. What do you think?
Oh man, the space looks so good, Keith. Yeah, what a difference. What a new and wonderful space.
Yeah, I mean, the last time you were in here, this was our office.
It was just a desk.
It was just the newsroom.
Now yeah, that's a comfortable couch, like good lounge. Really yeah. Feel like it's a newsroom, you know?
No, there you go. Everybody, look, I know it's kind of jumping the gun, but here we are already mid-May. Everybody's looking forward to May long weekend. Everybody's looking forward to camping season, and I'm not sure if wildfire information officers and just wildfire fighters in general are they?
Are we excited for May long weekend?
Are you excited? Are you ready?
we're ready. We're ready to face pretty much anything from here on out for the rest of the summer. Are we excited about May long weekend? It's you know, it's kind of give or take. We just want to make sure that people are as prepared as possible, just making sure people have all the information they need to be safe out there, to be fire safe, to, you know, their campfires, their stoves, anything like that. That's kind of more what we're looking forward to.
How much caution does campers need to take into consideration? Because I believe it was you that said May is generally dry.
May is actually a really busy month for wildfires, typically because the grass hasn't greened up yet, the leaves haven't come out, everything is still very dead and brittle and dry. So we do see a lot of grass fires around this time of year. We see a lot of just like forest floor fires and agricultural fires around this time of year are really, really common.
The other factor that needs to be taken into consideration is perhaps the, it'll never happen to me routine. Yes, we had a lot of snow in December.
Yeah, we sure did.
But the thing is, it's still half decently dry and treacherous on the terrain, is it not?
Yeah, we actually moved up to a high fire danger level as of yesterday. We're under a fire restriction in the forest protection area now, just because of the recent hot and dry weather. I'll call it hot, but you know, plus 15 to plus 20, windy, just drying everything out. We did have a really good melt this year, hopefully like a lot of good groundwater, but yeah, on the surface everything's drying out real fast, so we're geared up for, you know, expecting some fires in the next little while here.
You've got prescribed burns underway, both locally and I guess around the area. How is that going?
It's going well. So with the Hutton Creek prescribed burn this year, unfortunately, we kind of missed the mark on that one just because there was so much snow and then there was so quickly with melting that we didn't establish the perimeter in time enough to do the burn before everything started to green up and become, you know, basically non-flammable. So we've had to call that one off, but we are doing some hazard reduction burning in its place. So some hazard reduction burning with the Peace River Fire Department right here in town. People might have seen us over on the south end of town there. That went really well. We're hoping to do some grass burning over by the prison to prevent what happened a few years ago from happening again. And then some local Indigenous communities are also looking to partner up with us on burning off some grass and some old brush piles.
Everybody ready for the fact that May long is coming? It usually gets busy in the campsites, and unfortunately, sometimes campsites end up statistics.
Yes, yeah. So in Alberta last year, we had some 1,200 wildfires. About 122 of those were in relation to either campfires or people recreating out on Crown and public land. So it is a concern here in Alberta, and we just want to make sure that people have absolutely everything they need to have safe campfires out on the land. So the few things we can consider when we're going out, if you're in a provincial park, that's perfect because there's already an established campfire ring. Just making sure you're keeping your fire small, you're not piling wood up so sparks are getting everywhere. Obeying fire bans and restrictions when they're in place, of course. If you're out on Crown and public land, we're hoping that people will use already established fire rings. So these are, you know, rocks that have already been put in place. If there is no already established, if you're making your own fire pit, we're asking people to dig down to mineral soil, so making sure all of that kind of top organic layer is gone, all the way down to the gritty sandy dirt, making sure that it's about 1 meter in diameter. we're asking to, you know, far enough away from vegetation, any kind of like grasses or sticks or anything like that. And then of course, putting rocks around that ring to kind of keep it contained. When people are extinguishing their campfires, we're wanting to ask people to make sure that it's completely out before you walk away. This means throwing some water on it, making sure you're stirring it around, getting all those embers, those hot coals, throwing some water on it again, and you're going to want to do this until it's completely cold to the touch. Not saying that you got to stick your hand all the way in there, but and just keeping your hand over top of it, feeling for any heat, and just making sure that absolutely no embers are still hot, making sure that it's completely out before you walk away.
310 fire, still active, is it not?
It's always active. It's 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You give us a call on that line. You tell us the fire you're seeing, where it is, how big it is, kind of just any details you can provide for us. We always prefer people call this number in. Doesn't matter if you think that maybe somebody's already called that in. We'll always be happier to receive those phone calls rather than you just assuming that someone's already done it and go, ah, that's someone else's problem, right? So give us a call at any time, day, you'll get an answer.
Better to say it twice than not at all.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
I appreciate this. Tanis McNabb is the Wildfire Information Officer for the Peace River Forest Area. Tanis, thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Keith, as always.